The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
And they're gearing up for St. Patrick's Day. We're already getting it in Australia. Good morning to you, Adam Gilchrist.
Yes, I feel I should be wearing green, and I'm just not. I'm not in the right spirit at all.
No, well, you've still got a little bit of time to get some green gear on.
Yeah, I've got a few hours. You're right. I'll hunt down green.
A punishment for election rule breaking. The Conservatives. What's happened?
Yeah, they've been fined a record amount, although it'll surprise you how low the record amount is anyway, for failing to accurately report election expenses. The Electoral Commission says there were numerous failures in the way the Conservatives declared their costs at three by-elections and the last general election, so they were out by £250,000. They're also accused of deliberately obfuscating, which is a good word.
I love that.
Inquiries.
I love obfuscating. I love that word, Adam, obfuscating. It's a good word.
they stalled like crazy, basically, stopping the inquiry into what they'd done with their expenses. The fine, though, is only £70,000, which is not even $150,000, but the Electoral Commission say they're hamstrung as to how high they can go with it. But the words they use in their report on this include unreasonable, uncooperative, knowingly reckless, undermining confidence in democracy. It's a real slap in the face for what is, after all, our ruling political party.
Mm. Now, you've got an honourable send-off 75 years after a soldier's death to tell us about.
Oh, it's quite something. It was painstaking as well to identify him, but obviously 75 years after his death, it was the remains of a British soldier that were found only a couple of years ago or so, but they managed to DNA test his brother and ultimately found out that he was Lance Corporal Ronald George Blackham of the 3rd Battalion Coldstream Guards, and they found these remains up on a hill in Italy. It's one of those forgotten battles. There are so many battles like that from the Second World War. The battle for Hill 270, and he, along with hundreds of others, lost their lives, but all those years he hadn't been found. And so today he's finally been buried with full military honours in a military ceremony in Salerno in southern Italy with family there. Although, quite sweet in a way. When they found him, he had been buried in a shallow grave. It was the Germans doing the battlefield honour thing, so there was a bit of honour that had gone with his original burial, as it were, but they've done the full and proper thing now.
Okay, mate, you have a wonderful long weekend as you get into Friday, and we'll talk to you on Monday, our time.
You're on. Cheers, Ray.